Podcasting from Singapore, this is China Digital Trends, and I am your host, Rocky Fu. Baidu on Monday introduced the updated version of Baidu Hi, its homegrown workplace collaboration tool. And this tool supports online conferences with up to 520 participants, 420 more than previously offering, and the ability to access meetings through web links and event invitations. So Baidu Hi was released to the public in February as the workplace collaboration services saw unprecedented growth with the coronavirus pandemic forcing millions of employees to work from home. While the platform was launched in 2008, it was previously an internal tool for Baidu employees. The company also announced it will rebrand Baidu Hi with an undisclosed new name at the end of April, according to KR Asia. Huawei released its revenue in the first quarter of 2020 and it saw a 1.4% year-on-year growth in Q1. Its sales revenue hit 182.2 billion yuan or $25.7 billion from January to March 2020, with net profit rate standing at 7.3%. Huawei said in a statement the company resumed production in an orderly manner amid the outbreak and its overall operating results are in line with expectations. Another smartphone brand from Chinese vendor called OnePlus is trying to compete in China. It's not really a new brand, but been there for a long time, it just didn't concentrate much on its home country, even though it's the largest smartphone market in the world. Now, considering the worldwide spread of the coronavirus, OnePlus sales is suffering, where it had much success overseas. Becoming a big smartphone brand in China is more difficult than ever. Competition is tough, brands sometimes go to great lengths to sell their wares. Executives occasionally throw shade at rivals or even directly disparage brands as sellouts, as in the case of the flamboyant Smartisan founder Luo Yonghao. OnePlus, on the other hand, has been known to be more low-key, staying far away from the smartphone-related scuffles. OnePlus may be new to many consumers in China as its brand awareness is relatively low. However, it's not a new company. It's actually the same company behind Oppo and Vivo, BBK Electronics, which also owns Realme. Shanghai has kicked off a new development plan for its free trade zone that focuses on construction 5G networks, Internet of Things connectivity, edge computing, and improved data hubs, according to South China Morning Post. The new focus, detailed in five-year guidelines issued on Monday, comes as the world's second-largest economy looks to digital infrastructure to recover from the coronavirus slowdown and to retool its economy for the future. The city authorities will promote the construction of 5G networks, optical fiber broadband, IoT, and industrial internet applications, and speed up on building data hubs and edge computing networks in the Lingang new area of the Shanghai Free Trade Zone. China's tech giant Tencent invested about $17 million in Beijing Sixth Sense technology, a unit of Chinese navigation software provider NavInfo, specializing in high-precision positioning technology development and services. The two will cooperate in data and cloud computing technologies. Tencent invested nearly 1.17 billion RMB in NavInfo in 2014. Tencent Unit Shenzhen Tencent Industrial Investment Fund currently holds a 9.75% stake as its second largest shareholder. Tencent and NavInfo are partners in autonomous driving map data technology. And Baidu is trialing its Apollo robotaxi service in the Chinese city of Changsha, becoming one of the first companies to carry passengers in autonomous vehicles, although human drivers are there just in case. Residents in Changsha, the capital city of central China's Hunan province, can hail autonomous taxi for free through Baidu's widely used navigation app Baidu Maps, according to a statement released by the Chinese company on Monday. Currently, the robo-taxi service is limited to specific parts of the city, which include residential areas, commercial zones, and industrial complexes, the statement said. Each taxi has a backup driver in the car who is ready to take manual control in the event of an emergency. The launch of the robo-taxi service comes as Baidu celebrates its third anniversary of launching its open-source Apollo platform, which aims to give third parties access to technology needed for research and development into autonomous vehicles, such as high-definition mapping and obstacle perception technology. China's gaming revenue surged 30% in the first quarter of 2020 from a year earlier as the population under coronavirus lockdown turned to online entertainment for relief, according to a report via Yicai Global. Revenue stood at 73.2 billion yuan or $10.3 billion in Q1, according to a joint report China Audio Video and Digital Publishing Association and Global Consultancy International Data released on April 17. Compared with the final quarter of last year, revenue jumped 25% in Q1. Income from mobile gaming rose 37.6% to 55.4 billion yuan from the previous year, with its share of the total climbing to 75.6%. Chinese game developers' own titles continue to become more competitive. Domestic market revenue rose 29.7% to 2.4 billion yuan from the previous quarter, while overseas market revenue rose 31.2% to $3.8 billion. The US, Japan, and South Korea are the main income sources, accounting for 67.6% of total overseas revenue. Alibaba Group said on Monday it will invest about 200 billion yuan or $28 billion in its cloud infrastructure over 3 years, a plan that follows a boom in demand for business software as the coronavirus outbreak peaked in China. The company said in a statement it will spend the funds on semiconductor and operating system development, as well as building out its data center infrastructure. While most of China's white-collar employees were working from home throughout February, the country's dominant cloud player saw usage surge for its software, most notably DingTalk, a workplace chat app used by both business and schools. The number of hours people in China spend working remotely soared 20 times in March from the same month last year as businesses ranging to entertainment, education, public welfare, and healthcare moved online as a way to deal with the coronavirus epidemic. Some 4.9 billion online office hours were logged last month, big data intelligence service provider Quest Mobile reported. There were 1.15 billion people using the mobile internet, 17 million more than at the end of last year. The average amount of time spent online per day was 7.2 hours, more than a quarter more than the same period last year. Most time was spent watching short videos, with 13.1 billion hours watched in March, 80% more than the same period last year. Instant messaging and multiplayer online battle arena games were also popular activities. Education from kindergarten to 12th grade had the second biggest increase in the amount of time spent online after remote working. COVID-19 has forced more people outside the main spectrum of 24-year-olds and 40-year-olds to be active online. Mid-aged users needed to log on to help their children take e-courses. Growing demand for contactless trading and online shopping led more older users to turn to mobile payment apps. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, leave a review. Stay home and stay healthy.